What about those who say we, those of us who are concerned about Islam, are overreacting or are just Islamophobic or are crying wolf? You know, how do you answer those critics who refuse to see what really is going on in front of our own faces?
I remind them of how people reacted to Winston Churchill when he was trying to warn Britain about the bully, the tyrant of Hitler, that they ought to pay attention to him, that appeasement is the wrong move. It's only going to give him time to get stronger, and they need to deal with him. They need to put that down. But they didn't listen. They thought he was a crazed man, a crazed should up and go away and just, you know, let's just, you know, create an environment of peace as much as we can. And it doesn't work. You know, appeasing a bully never works. It never has worked. Historically, we can see that it's dangerous, and many people died as a result because they didn't listen to Winston Churchill earlier. And there were other people that were trying to warn, but they didn't listen to him. And, you know, we have a new bully on the block. Back in the 40s, it was Nazism. It was Hitler. Today, it is Islam. And they are infiltrating here. The thing that's an advantage for Islam is that it's fashioned, it's designed under the face of a religion. So therefore, it has rights to be practiced here, and they can send their apostles around our country to spread their poison and to work their destruction from within. And the Muslim Brotherhood realized that. That's why they, I believe, I've been saying the Muslim Brotherhood is the most dangerous terrorist organization on the face of the earth, because they have identified our weakness and they're exploiting it. And we're asleep at the wheel. And so far, our government has not called the Muslim Brotherhood a terrorist organization. There's a bill, H.R. 377, House Resolution 377, that the 115th Congress has put out there. It has a lot of Coke sponsors there to get this bill out of committee and get it on the floor to designate the Muslim Brotherhood as a terrorist organization. Can you believe it? That our own country will not designate the Muslim Brotherhood as a terrorist organization when other countries have. That blows my mind.